Drawing Time Entertainment Podcast. Nerdcore to the max. All over the web, baby. Now here's your host, DJ Money Senpai and Company.
What's going down, folks? It's another Saturday night, and we're all in because the anime is freaky and getting on the dance floor, and Rookie is saying, Yeah! And then getting iced up in one of it's Tron Time Entertainment Podcast, where we always say, the nerd is the word. This is for Charles, a.k.a. Funny Fist High, all day, every day, with the funny face and hard-hitting Yoko-loving sounding host. With me are my favorite people when it comes to all things anime, video games, manga, movie, TV, whatever. We got it. First up is our ever so lovely intellectual one-liner, no candy moon otaku, Darrell, a.k.a. I'm kind of kissing some.
Woo-hoo!
I don't exist on this call tonight, people. I was
All right, yeah.
Next up that's incoming to us right now is our ever-so-lovely kitty cat, hellcat, otaku, who can be ever-so-lovely, but come up with a claw and she gets angry. Melissa, a.k.a. the echo sandwich will be up for momentarily. You got it. Then next up is our engineer, our ace gamer, and the farthest from Simon, the hardest working man in anime and gaming, Mike the Chief on Beverly.
And don't forget, Woo! The biggest fan of Yukari Takuba out there. Hey, and the people, hate on Yukari. Yeah, fuck you, Yukari's awesome.
Next up is our very own dedication to the voice that is affected, the voice of a billion, aka Roy, aka Eddie Roy.
You're listening to Shrine Time Entertainment.
Wow.
That is a word. Yes, he is. And then lastly is our new recruit to the shrine and our lovely otaku, Abby, a.k.a. El Drake.
Hello.
I'm just going to call the lemon drop for now.
Oh, yeah.
Lemon drop. I like it.
Lemon drop.
Oh, God.
And a little bit tart.
Oh, God. Don't remind me of lemon drop from Adventure Time. No.
Oh, God. Mike, why'd you say that? Because I'm like, I don't like the name. I'm funny, but I don't like the name.
I think it's cute. Aw,
oh, thank you, Michelle.
Come on. And the season of that, you know it's this week, is our guest spot on the weekend. It's been something very big one. And that fellow party going with us tonight are two extremely awesome people who are personal friends of the shrine here. First up is the founder, CEO, and the latest of the latest skateboard and hottest street apparel going today, Scott Park, as well as the president and producer of the hottest TV that is going on today, Craze.com. And also, she is an awesome anime voice actress for numerous video game titles, but it's not limited to, because there's so many to go through, people, so many, I mean that, for real. Jill Valentine from Resident Evil, Yukari Takuba from Persona 3, Jenny Jaros from Sex Row, Crimson Viper from Street Fighter, to anime roles such as Yuki Nagato from Harvest of the Mia, Chi from Trobix, Young Lelouch, and Yusinia Lee Fratelli from Code Geass, Sonoshi McLaurin from Redline, but most awesome noble roles as the hot fiery redhead Yoko Littner from Gurren Lagann, the beautiful seductress Fushiko Mine from the third, and most of all recently, the Ice Queen Soul Reaper herself, Ruki Akushki from the hit anime Bleach. Please welcome to the shrine, Miss Michelle Ruff, a.k.a. Queen Rukia, and Eddie Carella, a.k.a. Mr. Ed. Say what's up.
What's up? What's up, shrine?
What's up,
man? Hey, how's it going? Lady Yukari is here.
Lady Yukari.
Hey, it's a tsunami night, damn it. Rookie
Charles did his homework. Dang, I'm impressed.
Hey, come on, Dad. I mean,
he had a cheat sheet, damn it.
And Darrell
and Darrell,
I know it's Toonami night, but also I'm doing a Let's Play of Persona 3 FES on YouTube because for the fact is I got the game and of course I promised Michelle that I will finish it.
Did you finish it?
Not yet.
In the process.
YouTube can confirm whatever night you want, but it's Shrine Time with Michelle and Eddie, so make that your whole thing right here tonight. So stick around with us. By the way, guys, welcome back, because this is about like the first time in 2 years that you guys have been in this room.
Yeah, thank you. Has it been 2 years?
2 years. Yeah, yeah, wow. 2 years. So what's been going on in those 2 years? Like, what have you been up to, Michelle? Maybe?
Well, I'm a partner in our skateboard and apparel company, Scuffmark. So that's been taking up a lot of time along with all the voiceover. But let's see, Digimon is new. Digimon, I play Sparrowmon on that.
Oh.
I love Digimon.
Yes, he does.
Digimon for the win.
And I have so many new projects that I can't tell you about because I was...
Sworn to secrecy?
I'd have to kill you guys.
It's okay. You go ahead. I'll tell you what. You can tell me, then you can kill me. You know, I've had a good life. It's been a good run.
Oh, great. Oh, great. Now I got to see both Darrell and Michelle on 6 o'clock news here.
Oh, God.
It's okay. We're going to write a right. I'm going to write a nice little note saying that Michelle is absolved of any wrongdoing.
I mean, that was last year at Comic-Con. She came down here in Birmingham, said the same thing about, you know, say she can't tell us about anything. It's been a year since then. Is there like few new projects that you can talk about or can lay on that we can say now?
Well, let's see. I did a voice for the video game. So that was fun.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just looking up online if anything's been announced yet. Because if it has, then I can tell you.
Okay.
But if it hasn't, then I can't. Then I'm sorry. It's understandable.
All right. Can I just guess here? Is it a returning character? Is it a returning role?
No. Actually, I've done a bunch of feature films this year.
All right.
Yeah.
Like animated films or like
Yeah. Let's see. Okay, so I see if I'm in here.
We're just thinking out loud when it comes to this.
What happened?
No, nothing real. Just looking forward to a few roles. So anyway, Mel Gal's added to the group, you know what I'm saying? Welcome, Mel.
Hi everybody.
Hi.
Hello, Mel.
Hello. Say hi,
girl. Hi. Sorry I was a little bit late.
That's okay.
You're in for a very special guest spot. But anyway, let me get on right now. Comic-Con is coming up next week. And I had one of the best con experiences of my life tonight. Voice actors and actors for the first time. And one is, of course, seeing Michelle and Eddie in person. Eddie, you know, I know for years, but never had a chance to meet him in person. Michelle, I've met over this podcast, but never had a chance to see, but I always wanted to check out. And I actually wanted to check them out with the guys. Mike, Rail, and Justin were there with me.
Michelle
had to leave for the prior day. So he didn't get to the paddle or the autograph session.
I actually had a date, so I had to leave early because by then she would have beat me up.
Was it worth it?
Yes, it was.
No. Welcome to a relationship because.
Welcome to a relationship.
Yeah, I was about to say right now, welcome to a relationship because I have a girlfriend at the moment. Yes, I have a girlfriend, and she said that if I leave her, then I have hell to pay.
Oh my!
Yeah.
Oh my. That escalated very quickly.
Yeah.
Yes, it did. So I guess I can talk about it, although I don't know if any of my stuff is going to make the movie. But I did work on Wind Rises, Miyazaki's new film.
Oh my god, I love that film.
Oh, it's so beautiful. Have you seen the Japanese version?
No, but I keep seeing clips of it, and like, so I finally was talking to a friend of mine, and hopefully we'll get that situation.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, 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 really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
So, see, you know, I do stuff and I never know if it's going to make it in or not. So I'm not on the cast list, so I'm not sure. But hopefully.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, that's one of those things I definitely got to check out.
Nice. And then I just did this animated feature for a guy. I can't really tell you who or what, but he's got huge fan following, and I got to play like four characters. It's original animation. So, but that probably won't be coming out till like not even this year, maybe next year.
Okay.
But that was super cool. Fun.
It was fun. Speaking of fun, you know, saying, like saying, get the chance to meet Michelle and Eddie at Comic Con. It was awesome. I had Mike and Justin to Michelle and Eddie.
And I was happy.
I actually got a big hug from Michelle. And what's up, you know, that from Eddie knows they could, you know, Eddie's so fucking cool. Michelle was so fucking wild and crazy. That was awesome.
Yes.
Thank you.
And also, I was happy to meet Michelle Ruff as well. But I do, and someone just took a picture of me and Michelle, and of course, it was an awkward picture. It was awkward.
Yes, that's funny.
He had to put up his Superman pose right now.
Oh, God. It's like.
Where is it? You didn't post it.
I posted it, and I'm ashamed right now. I'm facepalmed at how I looked. God. I was like, oh my God, what is wrong with me? I need to see a doctor.
You're good, bro. Let me just open it up to questions right now. Let me ask you a question for both of you guys, for both Michelle and Eddie. What would you say is like your drive and strive when you act? When you're at the show, when you're in the when you're doing anime, what is like, what drives you to be the best?
What drives me to be the best?
The best.
You know what drives me to be the best is you guys. Like I wanna do a good job for the fans. You know.
I feel so honored right now.
Well, that's true. I mean, what if I did a poopy job, and you know, you guys were expecting something different, and you went out to, you know, to buy something that I was in or whatever, that wouldn't, I wouldn't feel right, you know, if I did a half-assed job.
Well, I don't think I've heard a half-assed job from you yet, so I think you're good.
Seriously, you kicked ass in Redline and Sonichi, so, you know.
Oh, I loved that movie. What a beautifully animated movie.
Yes,
huh?
It is so fucking pretty. Cool. That's one of the biggest things I can see. It's like, ooh, so pretty.
And I have to guys tell you, Michelle, since you voiced Rukia, it's not animated to this point because the manga is way past the anime.
Right.
Currently, this recent chapter, I have to say, Rukia is now like it's a real badass.
Well, she finally, like at the end of the show, she's a badass after they're, you know, they're not animating anymore. I guess in the mangas. Are you talking about the manga?
Yeah, the manga is what I'm talking about. Like, the most recent chapter, she is now classified as a badass. Like,
somebody else
hardcore.
Told me that, too. Eddie's, awesome. Actually, Eddie's son. He was like, oh, man, too bad they're not animating, you know, the rest of the manga, because Rukia is really kicking ass. I'm like, what?
Yeah, she really is.
She really is.
But it's okay, Michelle. Like, for the episode that I saw where Rukia actually did get down and throw them blows, you kicked ass.
Oh, absolutely.
Auto number 33, still my favorite line.
I'm gonna be the odd person out. Did they stop Bleach?
366, that's it.
Oh, no!
Yeah, it ends at a certain season.
We recorded all of the episodes yet, but we're getting close to the end.
Yeah.
Okay. It's okay. I'm still happy with all your performances that I got to see your character.
I just guy that should not be faithful who differentiates the same thing. But it's all good though. Let me open up to questions for everybody. If you got a question for Michelle, Eddie.
Yeah, I got a question for Eddie for real, man. Hey, Eddie, what's up with the big man sizes with the scuff stuff, dude?
Oh man, don't worry, I got you on the big sizes.
You know, because I, you know, man, like, I'm a Southern boy, man. So, you know, 2X is, like, kind of pushing it, but I need, like, a 3X, man.
All right, I'll make sure to get some 3Xs.
Thank you, sir.
That's
hey,
good.
Yeah,
hey. Yeah, I'm going to the gym, man. But
you and me,
hey. Hey, I like 2X shirts because for the fact is that I do like most of my nerd shirts, like Zelda, Mario shirts. I
can't have my shirt look like it's giving me a goddamn hug while I'm walking outside, dude.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to look like nobody Uncle Junebug, dude.
We're launching the website, the new website, really soon. And we're going to have caps on there, skateboards, hoodies, T-shirts. All kinds of cool stuff, posters, spray cans.
Now, will we be able to, like, design, like, self-design all those skateboards, you know, stuff like that?
Not yet. We're still working on a program to, like, design your own shirt type thing. Uh-huh. But we're going to start with that, but that's probably not going to be till next year. We're really more working on trying to get the line out and get our designs done. But really, really cool stuff coming up.
Get with me.
Be honest with you, what I've seen, I really like it a whole lot. I was like, y'all, man, you know, that's just something I can see myself wearing.
This is why I told before the podcast, I would have told you to, like, you know, I would want to get one of them hats, you know, while I was, you know, sorry, while Michelle was getting the autograph up, you know what I'm saying, because those hats look fire as hell. I wanted to look with my, you know, my preppy nerd swag right here. That's what it's going to call, preppy nerd swag. That's why.
Nerd swag.
Well, amen. I got you a hat. I'm going to have to send you a hat out, man. I don't know why. I thought I gave you one for some reason.
I know. I thought he did, too.
Yeah, and also, Eddie, I'm kind of I'm interested to look at your website because I'm going to see what kind of shirts I could buy, you know, so I could wear on my Ace Gamer show, and people will be like, hey, what kind of shirt you wearing? Check out Eddie Carrera's website. He designed these awesome shirts.
Yeah, well,
thinking about doing an anime line, too.
Yeah, actually, we're going to give you guys a little secret hidden information. We're going to be doing a special line, especially based off of Michelle. We're going to do an animated series based strictly for Michelle, you know, for her fans and for all our anime fans.
Yeah, we need to come up with, I want to come up with a Japanese name, though, for the series of t-shirts. So if you guys come up with anything,
we'll do.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out how to say scuff marks in Japanese.
Yeah, how do you say scuff marks in Japanese?
I'll give it a second.
Thorbutsu!
Whoever can figure that out will get a free t-shirt.
Or
mark my words.
Okay, I think I figured it out. Thorbutsu!
That's it.
Skateboard.
I just imagined the Rookie saying that.
Oh my gracious.
It would actually be Tsukafu Maku. Yeah, that's about the best translation I can give you. And I'm like, I actually had to go into my freaking
Skafumaku.
That's not very cool, though, is
it?
I
like it.
Hold on, this is how the Japanese girl says it.
It might look cool in the lettering.
Let me see if I can
play it. Play it again.
That is my translation of that. Skafumaku. It sounds like noodles. Like, you want some Skafumaku? Awesome!
In other words, it's more like Chi is promoting this.
Would you like chicken or beef with your Skafumaku?
You know, I can't lie. It do sound like some damn noodles, man. That sound like the number 3 special at the goddamn ramen shop.
Hey, that ain't bad, really.
I could sense, like, people, like, if we were to go to, like, Japan, be like, what is that again?
Skafumaku.
I mean, it sounds like a probably like the little lady that does the freaking voiceovers for the train stations and everything in Japan for the Shinkansen and stuff. But thank God I have a damn what this is translating freaking software. But this is what the look like in Japanese.
Yeah.
What? Oh, cool. Do that again. What about a card? What is that? That was the came went.
Yeah, that's the kanji for the name.
Oh, okay. Well, nobody will know what the heck that is, right?
I'm talking about, if you're like Trump, that's what you
actually. I like that.
Scott, you like it? I don't like it.
I do.
For skateboard, my goodness gracious. It's like, you know how we get fun of skateboard? It does not sound anything. Well, it sounds like skateboardo.
What?
But the funny thing is when they do it in Romaji, it sounds like suke to bodo, and then it's like she says it. It's like nothing of the
play it.
Okay, hold on a second.
Nothing at all sounds just like it at all.
Skateboard. Bust your ass on a skateboard.
I got a lot of fishing to bounce.
Spider-Man is on the skateboard.
It's
on
skateboard.
Skateboard. You dishonor me by falling off skateboard.
You dishonor.
Not the right man.
Oh gosh, I love the Japanese language.
You dishonor.
It's so fun to say.
Yeah, but, Spider-Man has dishonored the skateboard.
So would you guys be into us doing some Michelle Ruff t-shirts for the fans?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Take my money right now.
Yeah.
It would be like just kind of a representation of a character, you know, like our interpretation of a character or something. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm in. I could like leap through this computer and just be like jumping in your living room. I'd be like, yes.
Yeah, yeah. I'll go. How about this? I'm gonna take all my hard earned money while I was doing some nursing and then buy every single T-shirt that you have, Michelle.
Yeah. Wait,
can we back up for a second, Charles? Did you just say you were a nurse?
No, me. Yeah, I'm nurse. I was working at a nursing home. Actually, not a nursing home, but I was nursing my aunt because right now she has Alzheimer's disease.
Aww.
Yeah.
Hang on a second, Michelle. Do you really
try
to picture me as a nurse?
Okay. That's a vision that I don't want to see.
There are male nurses.
In the short skirt.
No, please
don't paint that.
No. Think of.
Her Charles is a nurse. Hell.
But I'm no. Right now I'm picturing Yukari as a nurse. And yes, yes, and of course she's 20 years old now on a new fighting game or something.
Yes. She is.
Hey, yes. Have you
played the Japanese version?
Oh, I have. I saw some gameplay of the Japanese version of Persona 4 Arena 2.
Oh, did you hear anything about it being brought back in English?
Yes, I. Oh, wait, really?
Persona 4 Arena? I have the game.
Yeah,
you have the game?
I do.
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to do the English version.
Of the. Yeah, they talk about the sequel.
The sequel.
Yes. Yeah, they're making a sequel, and I think that Michelle Ruff is coming back as the voice of Yukari Takuba.
That would be amazing.
Sure I will. I'm sure I will.
Really?
I can only hope.
We're going to see that right now. But anyway, get back on the subject of things in short time. Does anybody have a question for Michelle?
I do from a friend of mine.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right, and my friend Kyle ask, which of your characters do you think could be your best friend, and which one could be your mortal enemy?
My best friend or my mortal enemy?
No, he's asking both. Like, who would you consider to be best friend material, and who would you, like, think would be your mortal enemy?
I would say, well, God, it would have to really be a toss-up between Yoko and Rukia for my best friend. but they're so different, you know? That's why you had. That's why you always have more than one best friend, because you get a little bit from everybody, yeah. Right?
It's like
mortal enemy.
Yeah, huh. Rookie is kind of the cold, you know, normal, like, you know, just stands up along Justin for. Yoko, she's just a wild child.
She's like a wild head. Child. It's hard for me. It's hard for me to pick a mortal enemy as one of my characters because I love them all. How do I say that character would be a mortal enemy?
True.
That's so mean.
Well, character wise, though, personality wise.
Well,
you know, I remember last time you mentioned that she wasn't too fond of another fighting Mickey, so.
Oh, God. Oh, that's some shit.
Yeah. So could that be important?
So stupid, man. You were wrong for that.
That was bad.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring up old bad memories like that.
You were wrong for that. You were bad.
Oh, awful memories. Have I ever, I'm trying to think if you've ever played a film.
I would say for me, thinking out the world, I would say Crimson Viper would be a very good villain for her, considering the fact that she has those evil thoughts in her mind. You know what I'm saying? That she's better than everybody.
Yeah, that's true. I'm having a hard time hearing you guys all of a sudden. There's some kind of music or something going on.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Really strong microphone right there.
Yeah. You got some headsets, Ben?
I have headsets on.
Yeah.
I have headsets on. I'm sorry. I'm actually having to use my mom's cell. My computer laptop cord died on me today. Do I need to go?
Okay. That's pretty good. Everybody
better now.
See, there we go. Sure. That's all better.
Coolio.
You just seem to be enough.
Bell girl. Do you have a question for Michelle or Eddie?
Actually, I had a whole list of them on my laptop, but when I forgot my charger recorder and it went kaput, my other one went kaput on me. Actually, I lost them all. I'm sorry.
You remember one. But,
take your time. It's cool.
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but, you know, the anime world lost great director and dear friend of Michelle and ours, Kevin Seymour, director of Cowboy Bebop, Ghost in the Shell,
wow.
Kogias, and a bunch of other several stuff. But we lost Kevin 2 days ago. And
yeah.
So... RIP to our good friend Kevin, and you know,
may he rest in peace. And
if it wasn't for him, you know, a lot of he's really very instrumental in getting anime to, you know, out to the masses, and help direct some great projects.
Yeah,
he's one of the original directors of anime.
I would say right now at the beginning of 2014, we lost a lot of people, good people. First of all, we lost James Avery, and also 2 weeks ago we lost Justin Carmichael, which is Juwari. And now we lost Kevin Seymour.
Yeah. I have a cute story about Kevin, though.
Go ahead.
When I was working with him a lot, he was casting a show called Tsukikagi-dan, and it was for the character Lady Meow.
Yeah.
So this was a while ago. I don't even, you guys probably have never even seen it, but he had this Bengal kitty who was super duper smart, and he was like, so who should I cast? Should I cast this girl or should I cast Michelle Ruff? And he swears to this day that his cat said Meow Ruff. Meow Ruff. So he called me up and he said, well, my cat has just cast you as the lead role in this anime. And from that day forward, he always called me Meow Ruff. are you?
Oh, so jealous. That's awesome.
So cute. Yeah, it was a great. And he used to make these CD compilations for some of his favorite gals. And I'm gonna go through my CD collection and pull all of them out. He made some of the best CD compilations, and he always had like really cool underground music.
The name Meow Ruff. It sounds like Eddie gonna name you that from now on because it's gonna be your cute pet name.
What is it?
Yeah.
That's Michelle's name, not mine.
No, I don't. No, I just said no.
Can you call me that as a pet name?
Oh yeah. Good idea. Thank you.
Wow.
I'll do that.
Oh my.
Meow ruff.
She can say meow and I'll say ruff. How's that?
So you say meow and I'll say ruff.
Okay, no, okay, you too. Save it after the show.
And someone's dad keeps walking in on the conversation in the background.
Whose dad is that?
That's actually my stepdad. I'm actually over here taking care of my mom and my stepdad. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah, my dad is busy watching Western at the moment.
Nice.
Yeah, mom's doing good, though.
You're like, Dad, we're working here.
You're done. I want you to clean up your bedroom.
Oh my goodness.
But I don't want
Honey,
you,
I
Dad.
Don't want you playing video games all night.
No, I've been messing around with those anime kids again. <You're>
like,
fine, dying guys are out of control.
I told my parents I was super excited. I was like, I'm going on a podcast. I'm going to talk to Michelle Ruff. And they're like,
you're on a podcast.
I know. And they're like, what? Oh, okay.
You're like, what is that?
But
But let's go to the next question, baby. My next question is, what was the anime or anime that pushed you to go to extra mile?
That pushed me to what?
That pushed you to go to extra mile. Like, say, if it's like an anime that just made you want to just give you everything you could.
Gosh, the very first one would be Chobits.
Okay. Like, oh, we were just talking about that. You were just talking about that. I
love her, but I mean, I put my all into every anime that I do and every character that I do. But that was probably one of the first ones that was extra hard work.
Yeah, like, you know. Yeah, someone fell down. Oops.
Did someone fall down?
Just kidding.
You get scuffed up?
They got passed out from your.
I got scuff marks on me now, dang it.
They were so.
I got scuff marks.
Yeah. I thought when Michelle did, when we did Code Geass and you paid Baby Lelouch.
Oh, yeah.
That scene to me was. And actually, Princess Euphemia, like, this couple scenes. I forgot what episode was it when Euphemia. Oh, when she goes crazy or something. I can't remember.
That was when Lucy used his Geass on...
Yes.
Lay Lucy.
Yeah. And she just started killing, what it was, 11.
Yeah.
That was the most awful, tragic, wonderful character rides I've ever been on, Princess Euphemia. I mean... And I was only in it for 2 seasons, but from start to finish, it was like, holy shit.
I hate when they cut her off, though. That was
I don't like how they killed her off like that. It's like, wow. It's like, at the end, she like commit mass genocide.
I committed mass genocide. I was so devastated. We were all devastated. I remember Eddie was recording me that day. We were all in tears. Were you in tears, honey?
I was so mad at Kevin because he didn't tell me.
He didn't tell me, and he didn't want me watching the show beforehand because he wanted that element of surprise. So he just said, you know, just come in and you're going on a wild ride. And I said, okay. But yeah, that last scene, I was like, holy shit, that is.
Oh yeah, if you guys don't know, I actually recorded Code Geass.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's the connection that I have with Kevin Seymour. Is he was the director of Code Geass, and I got to work with him on that and Ghost in the Shell.
You were actually with us, Louis. You actually sat there, but that's you saying everybody else there was a part.
Yeah. And that's how I met Michelle working on an anime called Battle Beat-em-on. I don't know if you guys are familiar
with that. Oh, yeah. I love that show. I love it.
Wasn't it on Cartoon Network or something?
Yeah. No, actually, it was on Fox. It was on Fox Family.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Or ABC Family. Yeah, ABC Family.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I met Michelle. That's how I was introduced to the anime world, was from that. And it was right after Digimon.
No, but he saw my booty in the lobby and he said,
hey.
That's my wife right there. Aww, that's so cute.
I heard her voice.
He says he heard my voice first and then he came out and he saw my booty, so it was a double whammy.
Oh my.
Way to keep Eddie, all I gotta say is way to keep it 100, bro.
Yes! Yes!
I got in a fight with the producer of the show because I was told I could date any of talent. And I said, well, I don't work for you, I work for the studio, so I could date whoever I want.
Yes.
So I could thank that director.
Todd,
wherever you're at, thank you. It's the one show that he ever directed or produced.
Who was it?
Todd. It was Todd something.
Wait.
And then we did, what was it? What was the card game?
Wait. Duel Masters.
Yes.
That's right.
I recorded Duel Masters, and that's Michelle was on there too.
All right, what's his voice?
I don't even remember.
Look
it up.
I only remember one cast member.
No, you don't
have
to.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'll be honest. I wasn't that fond of Duel Masters.
No.
But,
it's more of a kiddie show.
Yeah, but one thing I'd like to ask you. Actually, two things. One is, all right, while you're recording Persona 3, have you had experience of working with, what's his name, Vic Mignogna?
I have not worked with him, no. Like, when we record anime, everyone records separately. You're not. Wow. It's not like original where you're in the booth with a group of actors.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You're by yourself. So I run into him at the studio sometimes, although I haven't seen him in a long time. And I've been at conventions with him, but not in the booth with him.
I love his music video.
Yeah.
It's a music video?
Oh my god. It is the best music video.
I mean, I've seen his World of Warcraft like commercial ad that he tried doing and it's got millions, but
he also did a promotional little mini series for Fallout. Fallout, not sure what it was, but you know, it was a pretty good original series too.
Oh yeah.
And also a second question is I know that you're the voice of what's the name? Ellie from Raymaster.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And,
I love Raymaster.
Yes, I love it.
That show. Ellie was my favorite character.
Hey, you know, yes, Ellie,
and also
right, Abby.
Well, and also,
yeah, me and Roy are actually cold reading Raymaster, and I'm playing Ellie.
Yeah.
That's my girlfriend's favorite as well because one, she likes how she dresses.
Kind of like, you know, Jane from Tarzan and Jane, wasn't it? Sort of like with, you know.
Yeah, and
remember, see, I have my little iPad mini and I'm looking up everything as we talk.
And also, I was wondering, is she gonna come? Are you gonna come back as her on a fairy tale OVA?
Yes.
I've heard that they're bringing it back. I have not gotten a call yet, so
we got to talk to Tyler.
I'm not sure. I hope so.
I will love to see you come back. If you come back as Fujiko Mine, hopefully you'll come back as Ellie.
Yeah.
Well, Fujiko Mine almost didn't happen.
What? From
what I heard, they originally offered the part to the Texas actress.
Lydia McKay? Yeah.
I'm not sure who it is, but I guess the content of the series was too much for her. She didn't want to put her name on that. And I'm like, hey, I'm Shameless. I'll do it.
It's work. It gets you out there. I guess.
I'm not joking. I did it because I love Fujiko. Trust me, I didn't break the bank on it. You know, it was kind of a pain in the butt to fly to Texas to do it. And I much love to Christopher Sabat and Ocatron and all those guys, because it was a lot of work for everybody. And I think it was really more of a labor of love, because it just, you know, it was a lot of work.
a lot of work. You got money out of it.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't even about the money. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. It wasn't about the money, because it was really not about the money. There wasn't a lot of money involved with it, but it was really more about being able to do Fujiko again, you know?
People that I actually talked to about getting that when Fujiko Mine came out, they were so happy that you came back.
Really? They are happy.
Yeah, they said they didn't want anybody else but you.
Everybody. Awesome. Interesting. That's cool.
I have a question.
Yes. Darling.
The question is like super, super like dorky and like super like it's so me, but like, what's it like being a voice actor and like even for Eddie too, just being in the industry, like kind of getting to grips with it and like how'd you get there? Like how, you know, I'm super jealous.
You're super jealous. Like,
I'm super jelly, but I'm super like, I super want to like be like you, and like I'm just I'm in awe because I really want to be a voice actor. A lot in a soda.
No, you really have. I mean, you could do like industrial films and commercials probably in Minnesota, you know.
But from what they've said.
I mean, to be in the industry, you really have to put yourself in a market where there's actually work going on, you know. So, you know, either L.A. or Texas or New York.
Yeah.
But to answer your question, yes, we are truly blessed and honored and humbled to be in this small group of people that are so amazing, amazing directors, producers, and actors. I always felt a really close connection with all the actors. I don't know. It's just something about it. It's just like family.
Yeah.
Even guys like, you know, Johnny Young Bosch and Steve Bloom and Yuri Lowenthal, like those, and, you know, David Wittenberg, guys like that. They're like my bros for life.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know.
Kind of like you guys, our bros.
Yeah. 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 Thank you.
We're really happy.
I am now a bro.
Yes, become. Yeah. Yeah, become a bro. Subscribe to PewDiePie. Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's so amazing. And, like, the fact that, like, I kind of can be like, so I'm going to be talking to, like, Michelle Ruff in any career, you know, like, and they're like, what? And I'm just like, yeah, you know, Bleach and all that. And, like,
I feel like I got really, really lucky because and I was just talking about this with somebody a couple of days ago. There's so many people that are so talented who never get the opportunity to do what I'm doing, you know? And I really feel like a lot of it has to do with your business sense, because you can have talent and you can be the most talented person in the world, but if you don't know how to get out there and network and market yourself, you're never going to make it. So. Yeah. you know, I got really lucky, and I think I learned a little bit about like business from my dad and how to, you know, how to be a good salesperson, mm-hmm. and how to network without being overly pushy. And, you know, and then once you get your foot in the door, you have to prove that you can do the work. So, you know, it's a twofold process. It's getting your foot in the door and then proving that you are good enough to have your foot on the floor. You know what I mean?
Yes, you could teach me a lot recently, because I'm trying to get my name across on YouTube or anywhere else for the Ace Gamer Show and everything. And right now I got like 700 subscribers at the moment.
That's
so
great. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm getting close awesome. I'm getting close to 1,000. If I get 1,000, then dang. Hey, I'm still gonna push it until I reach my potential to your 10,000, 1,000, or whatever. Hopefully,
milestone. I mean, don't you think that the entertainment field and the whole, like, I think business has changed so much with the advent of the internet and social media and stuff. I mean, even online dating, like dating nowadays, people only date online. It's so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a chance. The whole
guilty as charged.
Yeah, see? The whole landscape has changed. Like, I don't, you know. If I was starting now in the business, I would do it the same way I did it, you know, 15 years ago. But the internet still obviously opens up a lot more avenues for connecting with people, you know.
Right. I used to flirt with Michelle on MySpace.
MySpace.
Oh my gosh.
Does MySpace still even exist?
It does.
It's not for music inclined stuff now.
Justin Timberlake bought it.
Oh, did he?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh shit.
See, that's why. Okay, yeah. See, that's why it's not going to be successful anymore.
Now it's insane.
Yeah. It's not going to be successful. All right, we're not going to think about it anymore.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, it could.
When I first joined MySpace, Tom was my first friend.
And,
which I quickly deleted.
Yeah, it could be. And Charles, it could be worse. Miley Cyrus should have owned it.
Oh, God.
No.
Hell no.
Everybody would have been squirting.
Yeah. Here's the thing. There are a lot of ways to stop your sister from twerking. Is either humiliate her or something like that. But don't use a freaking BB gun, please. Don't.
Hang on a second. Let me just say this about this twerking thing. Everybody was twerking, besides that, before Miley Cyrus. I think we can survive after her. On top of that, let's be honest, really. Do we really need her to like make something that was already out there to be something that it's not?
No.
Didn't think so. So
it's the post Miley Cyrus twerkalypse.
Oh,
Jesus. Now, what?
It's
like an apocalypse, but it's a twerkalypse.
Oh, no.
But it could be.
Way.
The
thing is that. With Michelle, and I'm just going to say this right now, Miley has nothing to shake. I'm just going to put it right
now. Okay. Now, Charles.
Go ahead.
Now, Charles, I'm going to say this right now. Even my, it's could worse if it's worse that Miley Cyrus bring back the twerk. Now it could be worse if any other superstar out there or going to bring back something that has already been done. Like, for instance, One Direction will bring back Raise the Roof.
Oh, God. Can we just stop doing this 21st century remakes of bad songs, please?
Thank you. Bad songs, bad, like, bad films, bad TV shows. Like, everything's a remake. Come up with something new.
Gundam style, for fuck's sake. We want the Gundam style, yes.
A TV show of me drinking.
There was a show called The Man Show where two guys drank and talked about stuff.
Oh, yeah, I love
stuff.
The beginning of
that show. Yeah, that was and Adam Carolla. And Ziggy's like, hoi, hoi, hoi.
And also we got Man versus Food. Man versus Food.
Yeah, trampolines.
And don't,
that's the only thing I remember.
And don't forget
the girls on the trampolines with boobs.
Oh, yeah.
And don't forget Man versus Food.
Oh,
yes, I love
that. Did you guys see that silly post on Facebook about being good for your health to stare at boobs?
Yeah, you have to stare at boobs for like 10 minutes a day.
Yes.
I used to see them all the time.
I've been doing it an hour a day.
No.
Yeah, well, Eddie stares at my boobs all the time. You're probably the healthiest.
I'm in very the tip-top shape health. I've never been healthier in my life.
He's the healthiest guy on the planet.
Yeah, mostly me and my girlfriend. Yeah, not only I stare at those boobs, but also go at them. Yes.
Roy is actually showing like a message right there. He said he's a show for you. I'll get a room with Mignogna for about an hour.
Mignogna said it wrong.
Lock the room for Mignogna. Well, I'm fuck that.
You can't say it.
Not that.
Vic, the hell I'm talking about.
Vic Derper Derp.
Hello. Medea. Eddie loves Medea. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Gotta love Medea, man. Get you some turkey. That's turkey. Oh, turkey. That's just chicken and gravy because I ain't got no turkey, baby.
Hopefully it's not the Tyler Perry Medea.
Right.
Oh boy.
Have you guys
there's only
ever
one?
Okay, so there's this show called Killer Women. Has anyone seen that?
I've heard of that. Is it on the ID channel?
It's on ABC Primetime Tuesday. Okay. And on February 11th, one of my songs will be on there called Mafioso.
Woo!
So Killer Women, ABC. I don't know. I don't even know what it's about, but I know it's on.
It's okay, Eddie. I just tell people, like, that song right there, that's Eddie's song.
I'll be like, I'm not going to watch the show, but I'm here for Eddie.
Yeah.
I'm just going to listen to it. I'm not even going to watch.
I just record it.
Yeah.
I'm totally going to record it and be like, oh, my God.
Yeah, so if you hear a guy rapping in English and in Spanish, that's the song. It's called Mafioso.
Do you rap?
Yes, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Well, I guess so. Don't let
Ed
the
raps a lot of gifts at
Wait, were you the one rapping in the song?
No, not this particular song.
Okay.
But I'm the one who wrote the music and I produced the song.
That's awesome.
It's actually an artist named Patrick Antonian. And he's really super awesome.
Formerly known as Human.
Yes.
It's like the artist formerly known as Human.
Human. Wow. Okay.
But it's Patrick Antonian.
Patrick Antonian. Antonian.
Awesome. Yeah,
you can search him on iTunes and Google and YouTube. He didn't. He just used his original, his real name.
Hi, Princess. Oh, okay. I got a baby girl. Oh, my nappies.
Isn't that cute?
She's the cutest girl ever.
Oh my god.
Oh, ain't that cute?
Hallelujah.
So what did you guys think of the Grammys?
I didn't watch the Grammys. Did something happen that I'm not aware of?
A couple
Stevie
of things.
Wonder, Daft Punk.
Yeah.
Stevie Wonder missed the whole first verse of the song.
Wait, who did?
Stevie Wonder.
He was busy having fun and forgot to sing.
Oh my gosh.
Out and Pharrell's pointing at him like he can see, like Stevie Wonder can see him pointing at him.
I love Stevie Wonder too, and that's just sad.
Yeah, it was kind of sad.
Steve, calm down.
It's one of those moments, what's the worst case scenario could ever happen? With Stevie Wonder live on TV.
Yeah.
That was it.
That was okay.
And then took to like Daft Punk behind, like pretending like they were doing their DJ stuff. And it was all like cardboard or something. They weren't doing anything. They were pretending like they were DJing behind this studio booth. It was
Daft Punk like has platinum and gold helmets. Like it costs a fortune for them to on stage in the first place, and for them
they should not have taken, like, there shouldn't have been a camera behind stage on them. They just should have stayed the front.
Daft Punk, all right, Daft Punk, the guys that never showed their face since 1996.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty.
I wonder if it was really.
I did see the picture of what they look like, and they are not that attractive. So yeah, having helmets on their heads is probably a good thing.
Okay.
Really, did you guys ever see the anime movie they made?
Yes.
Yes. Interstellar 5000.
Oh God.
Yes.
5555. Or fives.
It is so great.
It's so good. Oh my God. That's one of my favorite albums of theirs. Like, I love
Discovery
is my favorite.
Yeah.
Don't you guys think Michelle should do like an anime song?
Yes, she should.
Michelle, you have a wonderful voice.
Not a great singer, though.
Yes, she is.
Yeah. If T-Pain can use auto-tune, sound way better than T-Pain with auto-tune.
Yeah.
I'm just calling like I see it.
So do a little rap for us then, Michelle.
Okay, so my name is Rukia, and I'm here to say I got my Zanpakuto, and I'm here to slay. You better watch out, because here I come. My name's Rukia. And you are done.
Right there, that's it. Look here, that's way better than Waka Flocka Flame, Soulja Boy. Hold on, let me see. Who else is real shitty as hell? Drake? Yeah, matter of fact, you know what? You can put a song out and win.
I lost respect for Drake.
But I am not a Drake fan.
I lost total respect for that man.
I'm dead serious. I have talked to people about the Drake stuff, and they was like, the only thing they could tell me was he is so well produced.
You boys are all the same because Eddie loved him when he first came out, and now he's like, meh, I'm over. Yeah,
Drake is like the Kenny G of rap.
Okay. First of all, you hear all this song say that. Hey, what's going on? Anyways, does anyone discover a secret passage or something? I just heard something. All right, but anyways, as for Drake, oh my God! I mean, all he raps about. Okay, yes, I was like, hey, I started from the bottom, now I'm here, or hey, I got haters on me, and now of course, okay, you get it. You did things on your own, man. So does everyone else. Shit.
Yeah.
God.
Like, if you had a damn pool in your damn backyard, you went to this nice ass school, motherfucker, you got your damn start on goddamn Teen Nick on Degrassi High.
Yeah, no, that's not real hip hop. Real hip hop is like rap.
That's my funny hair story. Started from the bottom. Yeah, I started from the damn bottom of my pop's balls, man. That's real.
Now, thanks for covering that up, man, because you know what? Now I have a reason why I don't like Drake now.
From the bottom, man, we still here.
The bottom of your dad's balls. Wow.
Yeah.
How did your mom feel about that one?
Yeah.
She felt pretty good, apparently.
Yeah, First of all, Darrell, we all started for our dad's ball sack, and then... We started from the dad's ball sack inside the uterus. Bam! That's how we produce ourselves right there. That's how we start from the bottom.
Like this, out of millions of sperm, I was the one that made and cracked the egg, motherfucker.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's the difference between me and a man with a low sperm count. I can crack the egg.
Yeah, I pierced through the heavens.
This is not awkward.
This is just normal, man. Yeah. This is normal.
Hey, boys. I hate to break up this sex talk, but we have to go.
Oh, I'm going to miss you guys. You guys are so awesome.
It's almost 10 after 8. I extended it a little bit because we were having so much fun, but we got to sign off.
Hello, Mike. Let me close
the show. Michelle, Eddie, it's great to have you guys out here again. You know what I'm saying? Please come back because you are fucking awesome.
Thank you.
See, all that in a bag of chips and shit.
Yeah, we'll come back in like 6 months. Let's not make it 2 years.
Yeah.
Don't be a stranger. Now, okay. But if you guys want to say to your fans real quick, you know what I'm saying, just a, you know, a little message to the fans.
Yeah, I got something. You ready?
Yeah.
Ready?
Loving you is easy because you're beautiful. La, 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 la.
But guys, why don't you guys tell everyone how people can find you on social media, Darrell?
You can find me at ukami_samurai7@twitter.com. You can also find me at Tumblr at ukami7.tumblr.com. And if you really want to cuss me out or tell me what you think about me, you can send all hate mail and fan mail to DarrellMaddox@tsunamifaithful.com.
He is well liked and well hated in the industry.
Oh yeah, I love that though.
A love hate relationship with the fans.
No, I just say fuck everybody and be through with it.
Well, you just like Dante in that sense. You guys stay way in the same wavelength, and that's spooky as hell. Roy, how can people find you on social media?
My Twitter would be Epic Knights of CL, and those are the letters CL. Other than that, Facebook, my actual Facebook would be Roy.Benavidez. Other than that, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
Roy Benavidez.
How can people find you on social media?
Okay, on YouTube at Mike Maverick. YouTube at Turnabout ENT. Twitter at the Mike Maverick, and of course, also I have a new Twitter known as Mike Maverick AG. That's Mike Maverick AG for updates on updates and news and ideas for the Ace Gamer Show and all other content that I'll be planning on doing in the near future. And also, I have a Facebook fan page known as Mike Maverick Ace Gamer. That's Mike Maverick Ace Gamer.
Oh, yes. I mean, he does a lot of great stuff. And he's also going to be part of the Tribe Time Entertainment family of the live stream. So make sure you check us out on our Twitch channel real soon, like I said before. Abby, how can fans find you on social media?
You can find me on Skype, Lennon Drake. You can find me... my goodness gracious. You can just email me at LennonXDrake@yahoo.com if you have any questions. That's pretty much it. I don't have a Twitter account.
Don't worry about it. Her Twitter account is DarrellsNewVictim@twitter.com.
I said lies in the force.
Yeah, when it comes to lies, there, Darrell. There you go.
Bam, gal. I know you've been silent because it's been a whirlwind night for you. But can anyone find you on social media? Bam.
She has to unmute.
I'll mute your mic.
Oh, I gotta do some editing tonight.
Yeah.
We're making it hard on purpose for you.
Yeah.
I love you guys.
But she says, you can catch it on as Melissa Gallimore on Facebook, I think she has a Twitter page called Catboy Heaven. At Catboy Heaven, you can check it out as well. And that's pretty much it for her. And I think she got Catboy Heaven.
Haven.
Like that show, sci-fi show, Haven, this is pretty awesome. So, Edge, I gotta see
them. I'm a Helix fan.
Oh yeah, Helix is awesome. I didn't say that now, but don't let me bring up Defiance either. It's been a whirlwind night for everybody. Everybody gotta get some sleep. First, Tsunami, tonight, Space Dandy.
Yes, Space Dandy first, and then tonight I'm about to play some more Dark Souls.
Yeah. If you have it, we're gonna talk to you. But anyway, for everybody here, for our favorite girl, our favorite lovely girl, Abby.
Yes.
For Roy, for Gorilla, and our girl Mel Gal. It's Money Senpai. We are Audi 5000. Peace.
And
you should be drinking, damn it.
You are listening to Shrine Time Entertainment Podcast, as we'll see you guys next time.
Shrine Time Entertainment.